Well, good morning, everyone here. The volatility in the cattle complex keeps on rolling, and Wednesday it was all to the downside. We opened lower, flushed hard right after the 8:30 open. Feeders are down more than $7, and live futures off more than $4 within the first couple minutes. By the end of the day, August feeders have given back $5.80, and September was off about the same amount. The culprit again was screwworm. We've now seen back-to-back flush sessions driven by speculation and headlines. And Wednesday afternoon, the USDA sent out a social media message that the case of New World screwworm may have been detected in South Texas. The sample went to the NVSL there in Ames for confirmatory testing, and they did confirm that it is screwworm. So my read on this, the futures market is oversold. This has become a sell the rumor by the fact type market. Every time the headline drops, the algorithm sell it hard and fast. But if history holds, once the actual confirmation comes, the industry begins dealing with it the way it was has before. The market may have already overacted itself into the floor. Screwworm has been in this country before. It was dealt with before, and it will be dealt with again. Closing the border to cattle, if cattle were the only vector, while birds, insects, and people move freely, was always a questionable call. The media and the algorithm traders have turned this into something out of the 1950s monster movie here, and the reality is going to be a lot less dramatic. Here's where the week got more interesting despite all the pressure in the futures. Cash cattle trade actually developed on Wednesday, and feeders did hold firm. It started ugly. Packers opened 253 bids on Wednesday morning here, but cattle futures pushed back, and the deals were getting done by 258 at midday. By the time the afternoon reports came in, here's what the USDA showed. Texas, 972 head at 255.75. Kansas, 657 head at 256. Nebraska, 5,414 head at 255.75 live, plus 14,098 head at 404 dressed. Iowa had 2,496 head at 255.92 live, plus 2,839 at 404.85 on a dress basis as well. Overall, prices are running about a dollar lower than last week across the board. Iowa off about 75 cents, Nebraska down about 90 cents, but the volume is there, and the cattle feeder showed they aren't rolling over at every packer bid. More trade from Wednesday will be reported here on Thursday morning. Wednesday's slaughter here estimate was 109,000 head compared to 107,000 head the same day last week. Week to date stands at 323,000 head versus 219,000 head at this point last week. 104,000 head above the week is on pace here at 552,000 head, though the industry estimates are that 525 to 535,000 head range. Cutout was split story Wednesday here. Choice up $1.79 at $395.86. That's $1.64 above last Wednesday. Select down 38 cents at $384.43. 486 below last Wednesday. The volume is just 60 loads here, well off last week's 120 loads on the same day. Boxes are still not fully clearing up in the secondary market. That said, there's still some early signs that psychology may be beginning to shift here. The end users are reportedly starting to take on some inventory. Whether that's genuine demand or wishful thinking, it's too early to say. One thing that seems fairly clear from what we're hearing, $400 is likely to be a ceiling on any choice cutout advance here in the near term. The technical picture here in this August live cattle has moved into oversold territory, and that's starting to make me kind of look at the long side of the market here. The cash to futures discount is extreme. Live bids at 255 against August futures at 237 to 238. That's a discount of $17 to $18, and what kind of spread doesn't last forever. The key line to watch is a close in the August live cattle below the 100-day moving average would be seriously a negative signal here. Haven't broken that level yet. Given how oversold this market is, I think a rally back to the 243 area in the August is more likely a near-term here move. August feeders need to hold 344 support level. That's the technical floor to watch. Bottom line, heading into the end of the week here, the screwworm headline is going to keep coming, but the market may have already overreacted. Cash showed some backbone Wednesday here. Feeders didn't cave at 253, and the volume came in. Technicals are oversold and pointing toward a bounce, watching whether the August live cattle can hold the 100-day moving average, and watch Thursday's cash receipts for any follow-through here on Wednesday's trade. So what I'm going to do here on Thursday is I'm going to kind of key off this 237.50 out of the gates and wait for the Flymageddon sellers to sell a two-year-old story all over again. Folks, that's your cattle market update here for Thursday. June 4th here. I'm Kyle Bumstead here on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in this market or would like a copy of our free email, please give us a call here at the office at 308-708-7340. We'll talk with you all on Friday.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.